This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1824. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 5th, Australia, Belarus, Brazil, Canary Islands, Chad, Egypt, Ethiopia, Gambia, Iraq, Italy, Kashmir, Korea North, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, North America, Peru, Romania, Sarawak, Solomon Islands, South Sudan, Taiwan, Tanzania, Uganda, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports hearing the low-power station in New South Wales Unique Radio. This was on Sunday, April 17th at 0850 UT on 3210 when they were carrying World of Radio as scheduled. It was very weak, but he kept listening for another hour. Nick Hotchko, also in New South Wales, VK2DX, would like to start up a broadcast station of his own and has a long tale of woe about his attempts to do this in DX Listening Digest. Here's part of what he says. I was digging through a license database and discovered a broadcasting category called HF Domestic Service. It allows operation of an HF AM broadcast station with 1 kilowatt output and vertical antenna. And HF broadcasting bands are 120, 90, 75, 60 meters. I got excited. Wouldn't it be nice to put up a signal and have some fun transmitting? Of course, I would not be the first to go on the air in this band segment because there has been Radio Simbon recently on 2368.5 and now Unique Radio on 3210. I made a call to the ACMA, and this is when all hell broke loose. For the past few months, I'm having nothing but the grief, and quite frankly, I'm on the verge of pulling the plug. The amount of ignorance, bureaucracy, and undiluted stupidity, all coded under a technical aspect of what should be a simple licensing issue, is beyond belief. While the agency has on its disposal ability to allocate almost any frequency within this generous bandwidth, it turns out that only 3 fixed frequencies are allowed and to be shared within the entire Australian continent. Many years ago, some bureaucrats said so, set the precedent, and since then, this is how it is. You spend months trying to find an application form. When the form is submitted, accompanied with a $400 per frequency fee, then the application is automatically rejected with no explanation. The next step is to hire a professional spectrum management agency and reapply. Their role is to verify that frequencies allocated for HF domestic service are available. And this is where I am right now, unable to get a frequency allocation because another user, 1 megameters north from Sydney, has been licensed for a transmitter site 30 kilometers away from my location. While he has no intention to put a signal on the air, the frequency is basically unavailable to any other potential users. And ACMA is unwilling to issue alternative frequencies, stating that there are no free frequencies available. Well, there's a lot more to his story, and you can read the whole thing in the new DX Listening Digest, number 16-18, via worldofradio.com. Hector Frias in Chile forwards to the Radio Escudas group in Brazil the new schedule from HCJB Australia. Oops, make that reach beyond Australia, including some English transmissions, which are on unfamiliar frequencies, at least to me. Here they are, 1110 to 1215 on 15575. 1255 to 1430 on both 15290 and 15320. I'm not convinced these transmissions are entirely in English. There might be some other Asian languages. Some interesting news about Belarus in Rus DX. An apparent pirate station on 6290 is reported by Alexander Golovihin in Tolyatti, Russia, April 23rd at 1815. They were playing Soviet songs of the 60s. A woman in Russian with an accent announced it as Radio Zhuravli, Zhuravli, but it went off at 1906. This was also heard by Anatoly Klepov in Moscow at 18 UT. They claimed to be a Belarusian station and gave an email address in English he could not understand. Then the free radio log of April 23rd shows Radio Zhuravli playing Soviet retro songs on 6290 at 1849 to 1905, including an ID in English. But whoever reported this from Lviv DX in Ukraine says they closed down with God Bless the USSR. Supposedly the first Belarusian free radio that I've heard, but it seems they are not exactly from Belarus and may be a fake station. There's also a report in Rusty X about dismantling of the shortwave and medium wave transmitter site Grodno now that there are no more shortwave transmissions needed from Belarus. These were originally jamming facilities. One Brazilian station we've not heard in a long time when we monitor in the evenings or late into the night is the one on 9695 Radio Rio Mar in Manaus. But Jose Miguel Romero in Spain reports hearing it via the remote receiver in the Netherlands during the local daytime. So perhaps it's on limited hours, 1535 to 1540 UT on May 3rd, in Portuguese, seemingly with religious comments. For many months, Radio Nacional Amazonia, the biggest transmitter in Brazil, had been considerably off frequency, more than 100 hertz high from 11780. But since April 28th, I found it almost on frequency once again, only 13 hertz above 11780. Last week, we had a report that the Canary Islands FM station, Energy, had been heard on 5855.1, relayed by a pirate in the British Isles, apparently. Now, a somewhat earlier report from Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal via Playdex shows he heard it on that frequency, April 19th at 21:15. However, on April 17th at 21:03, it was on 5815.1. And the programming is announced in English. As we reported a few weeks ago, Chad reactivated unexpectedly on 6165, but it collides with Cuba until 0700. Nevertheless, I could make out the Chadian signal underneath Havana around 0530. But as of April 28th, I was no longer detecting it, so I was wondering if they're gone again from shortwave. Torsten Hallmann in Germany replied that as of April 24th, there's usually a little gap between China and BBC on 6165 at 1757 to 1800. So the channel becomes clear during that period when you might hear Chad. However, he was not hearing it on April 21st and 23rd, nor was Wolfgang Büschel April 28th at 2007. But Torsten Hallmann follows up on May 2nd. He did hear Chad weekly in that 3-minute gap at 1757, and the carrier signed off at 1953, but there was very little modulation. This would, however, fit the operations of Chad. May 3rd at 1935, he was, again, not hearing it. Radio Cairo, Egypt, made a number of schedule changes for the A16 season, as if they were actually accomplishing something. But most of their frequencies continue to be degraded by lack of modulation or extremely distorted modulation. For the record, the English broadcast, North America at 0200 to 0330, which we did not find anywhere during the entire B-15 season, has now been located again, at least I think it's in English, 9315.02, heard May 2nd at 0231 with suppressed and distorted modulation. An alternate frequency for this is 9860. And Wolfgang Büschel also heard Spanish before this on 9315.035 on May 1st. The other English sesquiard in North America at 23 UT remains on 9965, or rather varying above and below. On April 30th at 2349, it was about 12 hertz low and wobbling, but I could tell that it was in English despite the just barely modulation. However, proving that if they wanted to, Radio Cairo could broadcast properly is this log from Stephen Wood in Massachusetts, May 3rd at 2312 on 9965. Time pips at 2315, ID for Radio Cairo North American Service, fanfare, and news in English, also Egyptian weather and news analysis. He says, "This is one of the best signals I have heard from Cairo in quite a while. Audio was clear, signal was strong, S9 plus 20 and steady. Minimal interference. There was a constant hum on the signal, slightly annoying, but did not cause any serious degradation." Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes, "An unidentified clandestine heard May 1st, Sunday only, via France, 1730 to 1800 on 17765 in the Oromo language, and it's brokered by Radio Miami International. So I asked Jeff White to identify it. He says it is Radio Front for Independence of Oromo, abbreviated RKWO. This was also heard May 1st between 1748 and 1758 by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain via the web radio in Holland. And of course, after 1800, WHRI takes over 17765. Another new clandestine broadcasting once a week, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, was Radio Free Gambia, Fridays at 19 to 20 UT on 15465 via France. On April 29th, all I got was a barely audible carrier, as is often the case for me. But Peter W. Hansen in South Florida says, "I listened to it from 1902 to 1932 on April 29th and heard no English, despite listings as such. It must have been one of the local languages. I heard Gambia mentioned frequently, but it sounded like they were saying Zambia instead. Reception was, for him, very good." No shortwave broadcasting from Iraq, but David Koenig of Interval Signals Online says the state broadcaster, Iraqi Media Network, has a new website and a new URL with live streaming of three TV channels and three radio services: Republic of Iraq Radio, Radio Iraqiya, and Radio Furqan. The last has Islamic connotations, so it may replace Holy Quran Radio. The site gives very little up-to-date info on their radio services, but a short YouTube video of July 2014 gives their FM and satellite frequencies, and the medium wave outlet 792 kHz is not mentioned. Anyhow, here's the URL for Iraqi Media Network, www.imn.iq. The 100-watt station in Italy, Marconi Radio International, tells me, "From Wednesday, 4 May, we have a regular service on this schedule Wednesdays, 18 to 19, 20 to 21, and 22 to 23 UT, on 7690 USB, or 7700 or 7790. They'll have 60-minute broadcasts, the first half hour always a DX program in English, followed by a mailbag or DX show in Italian, and some music with announcements in English, Italian, German, Spanish, and Catalan." And Italian Broadcasting Corporation, via Jose Miguel Romero, says, "On May 5th, Thursday, would be on the air from 16 UT on 6970 USB and from 17 on 3930 until 2000. During that time, they would have a DX program co-produced by Marconi Radio International and IBC. Furthermore, Cool AM Radio was going to be relayed by IBC Wednesday the 4th at 19 to 20 on 6970. So perhaps that will happen again. Thanks to Jose Miguel Romero in Spain for this info. He also sends a story from the Nation of Pakistan about Azad Kashmir Radio being short of funds. They're mainly concerned with their FM transmissions, but this might impact shortwave. The PBC authorities at Islamabad have completely withdrawn their monthly financial support. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1824. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support to Will Martin in St. Louis, Missouri, who sent a generous check to P.O. Box 1684, EIDOK, 7702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Besides its 13 to 14 and 16 to 17 UT broadcast, Sea Breeze, or Shokaze from Japan about North Korean abductions, recently added another semi-hour, which is daily in Japanese only, at 1405 to 1430 UT. Ivo Ivanov says that is on a new frequency of 7325. This happens to be filling what had been a window between two China Radio International broadcasts, allowing the low-power Wantok Radio Light, Papua New Guinea, to possibly be heard. But now it's blocked by Sea Breeze. When will 1 kilowatt Wantok Radio Light ever figure out that they should find a frequency without the Asian biguns on it? Via Dario Monferini, Pleiadex, Anker Peterson, Denmark reports on Kyrgyzstan. Bunichi Radio at Krasnoyarechka, that's their domestic service, he heard signing on at midnight UT May 2nd. 110 hertz below 4010 with an ID in Kyrgyz and Russian Govorit Bishkek. It was also a national anthem by a choir, but frequent digital interference. There is a parallel frequency from Kyrgyzstan, 4819.95, which has interference from Tibet. Ron Howard at Ocean Beach, San Francisco, monitors Myanmar almost every morning, but not on May 4th. He says strange happenings. It was off the air from 5915, 5985, and 7345 when checked at 1227. 6150 is an interesting frequency within the 49-meter band, but nevertheless used by some North American pirates. Chris Lobdell in Massachusetts reports hearing a radio Illuminati twice, April 23rd until sign-off at midnight 59, and April 29th from 2317 past 2346, playing some great oldies, and with good reception. Watch out for a low-power German also on 6150, or possibly some Euro pirates, and of course, for 1 hour, Madagascar World Voice. For a few years now, I've been tracking the ever-slipping cutoff time by an automatic timer of Radio Chaski, Urubamba, Peru, on 5980. It's sometime after 0100 UT. And as of May 2nd, it cut off at 0106 and 48 and a half seconds. That was 155 seconds later than the last time I timed it, 28 days before, making an average slippage of 5.54 seconds per diem. On April 29th at midnight 32 UT, I was getting a strong signal on 9655, where I don't normally hear anything, and it seemed to be in Romanian, which strongly suggests it was Radio Romania International. So I made a point of checking 24 hours later, and there was nothing there. It must have been a mistake by RRI. 9655 is a frequency they've used in a previous season, and it's probably on its roster and got punched up accidentally. The Romanian frequencies supposed to be in use at midnight to 02 are 7335 and 9790. As we reported before, Radio Romania International messed up its frequency coordination, colliding with itself on 11870, starting late March for the A16 season, the 2030 to 21 UT English broadcast. 11870 both in AM from one of their sites and in DRM from the other site. Well, it took them 5 weeks to fix it. Peter Hansen in Florida said they finally changed the AM frequency at 2030 from 11870 to 11850, still parallel to 13650, also noted by Alan Rowe in England. We've already been hearing the Spanish broadcast, which follows at 21 on 15170, And last summer, that was also the frequency for English at 2030. It might be better for them now. Ron Howard was wondering last week why Radio Free Sarawak, since it's been reactivated, is no longer being jammed by Malaysia. The answer comes from Tim Bryell, an active DXer who lives in Malaysia, and Ron sent it on to us. His full comments appear in the new DX Listening Digest, but here's part of what he says. My guess is the ruling Malaysian government does not wish to provoke and draw attention to Radio Free Sarawak and the opposition parties there. The ruling government needs assistance from the people to keep pirates and Islamic extremists at bay around the Sulu and South China Seas near Sabah. In this way, the government can show there is freedom of speech, at least for now, and defend their eastern borders. However, the Malaysian government last year issued an arrest warrant for Claire Rucastle Brown, the founder of RFS, but the warrant had nothing to do directly with the station. Last week, we reported that Solomon Islands was keeping its day frequency 9545 on the air 3 hours later than usual until 0800, April 26th. They did it again on May 1st, this time heard by many other DXers, such as Bruce Churchill in California, who was still listening at 0800 with armchair quality, and even Stephen Wood in faraway Massachusetts, who says it was still on the air with News and Pigeon at 1012 UT. More reports of the revived Sudan radio service, now known as iRadio, EYE. In the British DX Club, Dave Kinney says it signed on in Arabic at 16 UT, April 28th, 17730. But it had 15 minutes of English about the peace process in South Sudan at 16:20. The presenter said good morning, so it must have been a recording. Then it went back to vernaculars, unsure of the transmitter's site. Wolfgang Buschel says the frequency is exact to three decimal places, 17730, and the audio is crystal clear. So that rules out UAE. He thinks it's probably Isudan, France. In PlayDX, Roberto Pavanello in Italy reports already getting a verification from iRadio. Actually, it was just an email without any details and no QSL design. He says its address is P.O. Box 425, Juba, South Sudan. But they also can be contacted via Facebook Messenger. It took one day, and the message came from Daniel Dennis, D-A-N-I-S, programming manager in English. Radio Revival, Sala, Sweden, was going to have a special broadcast April 30th until midnight UT with its cruisin' special, lots of vintage music, according to publicity via Tom Taylor. So I had a try at it just before midnight UT when it might have been propagating, and there was an off-frequency carrier, but it must have been Brazil since we then found out that they actually signed off 2 hours earlier, as if the universal time specified was really Central European. On April 27th and 28th, around 19:35 UT, I was hearing an off-frequency signal, which stood out like a sore thumb, 11874.935 the first day and 0.925 the second day. Schedule for that time, originating in Sweden, is IBRA radio via Wolverton, UK, in African languages. So I figured they might have switched to some other site temporarily, like UAE, which would easily be off frequency. But via Wolfgang Buschel, Dave Porter was asked about this, who knows all about what's going on at Wolverton. It was still Wolverton. They were using a substitute transmitter, a Marconi B6124, which sometimes loses frequency lock from their 1 MHz standard. Following our report, they got it fixed to within half a hertz of 11875. Not many English broadcasts left from Radio Taiwan International, but I've uncovered another one I had missed before, 15 to 16 UT on 9465 and 11685. Beamed southwestward toward Asia, but we might be able to pull it in North America. Here's quite a medium wave DX catch reported by Sylvain No in Quebec to IRCA. May 1st at midnight 32 UT on 1377 kilohertz. Talk in presumed Swahili and African music, which means it was Radio Free Africa in Mwanza, Tanzania. He'd been trying for this for some time, and it didn't last long. The distance is over 11 megameters, or 7 kilomiles. Trying to hear the clandestine for Uganda Radio Lead Africa via South Africa, now scheduled on 7425, Saturdays and Sundays from 19 to 22 UT. In Australian DX News, Charles Jones in New South Wales said he got a noisy signal at fair strength, agitated speech with faint music in the background, supposedly in English, but it was not, so maybe it was in Luganda. This was April 23rd at 20:30 UT, but it went off at 20:36 without any formal announcement or ID, instead of staying on until 22. The following Saturday, April 30th, Wolfgang Büschel tried 7425 at 19:10 to 19:20 and found it not to be on the air as he tried numerous remote receivers. I was surprised to hear Radio Ukraine International in English at an unscheduled time on WRMI, Thursday, April 28th after 21:30 on 15770 instead of Radio France International. Our summer sporadic e-season is starting. We've already had some signs of it on HF, if not VHF. And here's a reminder to tune the 11-meter band. From faraway Queensland, Australia, Chris Martin has heard again KLDE's relay in San Angelo, Texas, on 25910 narrowband FM. This was at 2300 UT, the date not given. But the ID was KLDE San Angelo 105.3 and El Dorado's finest 104.9, playing oldies music. But on weekends, it runs Spanish and Mexican ranchera. His reception was probably not sporadic E, even multiple hop, but the F2 MUF cooperating. Via the Utventa remote in Holland, I was able to confirm that World of Radio is again being broadcast by Hamburger Local Radio, Saturday at 14:30 UT on 7265 USB. It was completely readable as I heard it, although not enough to overcome all the noise level, but no interference from China. Some changes at WRMI 6915, 24 hours with Brother Scare, suddenly vanished and then reappeared on 6855. Jeff White tells us that's because the Army complained of interference on the former frequency. Another frequency which disappeared for a while was 7780. And then we were hearing an unscheduled frequency from WRMI, 15560. Jeff White explains that that transmitter was inadvertently mistuned to its second harmonic. We reported last week that Radio Vanuatu was being heard better than before on 7260. And as we suspected, they've actually been running two transmitters instead of one. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark says they may be using a low-powered alternative transmitter on 3944.21, heard at a weaker level than usual as of April 18th, parallel to 7259.95 at very good level on the 19th. That was at 0827. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic storms likely May 11th with ANK indices of 25 and 5. Solar flux dropping from 110 May 8th to 82 by May 17th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1824.